If you're looking to do some reading over the Christmas holidays, here's a good one. The Girl Behind the Red Rope. It's the latest by author Ted Decker, and he wrote it along with his daughter, Rochelle. Ted's with us this morning. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you back. Well, this new book that you wrote along with your daughter is more about fear than anything else. So whose idea was it behind the story?
Yeah, well, actually, my daughter, Rochelle, who's a novelist, she's 30 years old. She's written numerous books. And this idea, you know, she's witnessed fear in Christianity as being very, very prevalent, starting with the fear of what will happen if you don't have the right beliefs or do the right things. It's fear of some kind of consequence that is devastating. And so, but also the common fears, you know, we know that there is no fear in love, as in John, right? John writes in 1 John, there is no fear in love, but we tend to abide in this fear. In fact, much of what we call wisdom, you know, fear is the wisdom of the world that puts you to bed at night. Like an example of that fear might be you get up in the morning and without even thinking about it, you're already like looking at yourself in the mirror. You're wondering, you know, well, you need to measure up to the social norms and the social dictates of what good looking looks like. And then you condemn yourself if you're overweight or if your body's different than what society has dictated is a good body type, et cetera, et cetera. It starts from the moment we wake up and we don't realize that we're actually living our lives guided by this thing called fear. So my daughter says, you know, what if we were to personify fear as like these actual, like an actual being that we can't see? Not demons, but fear itself. And so she came up with this whole really cool idea. And The Girl Behind the Red Rope is about a community of Christians, actually, almost cult-like, who live in sequestered away in the mountains. And they're taught that if they cross over this red rope, essentially all hell will break loose. And I mean that literally. So it's like they have to stay pure and follow all the rules within the confines of this community and to cross out of it. So the red rope represents all the frameworks or boxes that we place ourselves in fear. So we're motivated by fear to stay in. It's not love that motivates us. It's actual fear of what might happen to us if we step out, we cross that red rope. So this represents all of our lives, and it's a really fascinating story about this one girl who dares to and is led into, you know, she's full of fear herself, and she dares to cross the red rope. And all the havoc that that's creates, and it's a mystery and thriller and adventure, and it's got all kinds of really cool plot twists. But ultimately, it's really looking at our own lives and how much of our lives are actually dictated by fear of consequence.
Well, that's reminding me of a movie many years ago called The Village. That kind of vibe.
Yeah, it has that kind of a vibe. I mean, the people that are in the valley that are, you know, they kind of represent your kind of quintessential fundamentalists. Who are waiting for the coming of, you know, they want to keep themselves pure, but their eyes are blind to the fear that's around them. When their eyes are open to it, it completely shatters their world, and they realize there's more fear in that valley than anywhere else in the world, because they're just completely, you know, sucked in by fear, and they're trying to do good works and trying to have the right beliefs and follow the right doctrines, but it's all based in fear of what will happen if they don't, you know, and I think we can all relate to that. And so, you know, we get to ask ourselves, like, why am I operating? Am I operating in fear? And once we see that, only when you see it can you actually let go and say, hey, I don't need to continue to operate in the fear of what other people think of me. How can I awaken to the light that I am? Jesus said, you are the light of the world. How can I awaken to that and no longer be a slave to the darkness that threatens me, that seems to threaten me all around?
I don't know what else needs to be said. Get a copy of this book and read it over and release the fear. There's many plot twists and things going on behind the scenes too. It's called The Girl Behind the Red Rope, written by Ted Decker and his daughter, Rochelle Decker. Man, Ted, you've whet our appetite. I think we need to just go get the book and read it.
Yeah, it's a fun ride. It'll challenge you on different levels, perhaps, but mostly it's just a really cool ride.
All right. Ted Decker, thanks for joining us.
You bet. My pleasure, man.